We go to Kinnok Chaf Aleph. Azeh HaLevanayin, undoubtedly the most famous of all of the kinnis. And this is something that we do twice a year on Yom Kippurim and on Tisha B'Av. We remember the Asara Harugei Malchus here in Azeh HaLevanayin. And there in the capital that we say in after the Aveda on Yom HaKippurim, they're very, very different one from the other. Now there we mentioned the Asara Haruge Malchus because Misa Sadikim Bechaper, we talk about the Kapara of Misa Sadikim. Here we talk about the tragedy of the Arzei Levanayin, of the great ones of Torah that died. Now you'll remember on Yom Kippur, the way the Kinna is written, the Piyut there is written, it's as if they all died in one generation. It talks about Yishmael Gezerah being made on the 10, and Yishmael Kayan Gadol going up and saying Gezerah Himalafanai, and being Mekabel Baratzen. Although the poetic license of the Piyut seems to put all 10 of them together, it's not accurate. Yishmael Kayan Gadol and Shimon Ben Gamliel, who died during the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, died well before Rabbi Kiva was born. Rabbi Kiva, as you know, is one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. So that the Asara Haruge Malchus was spread over a period of time. And these kapitlach here talk about the different great leaders of Klal Yisrael that died. Arzei Levana and Adirei HaTaira, Balei Teresim B'Mishto B'Gemara. It talks about the fact that in learning, you fight. Balei Treisim, people who had shields, Gibayre Kayach Amaleha Betara, powerful people who worked in Pionis, Damam Nishpach, and Nosa Gevura. Their blood was spilled, and we lost their strength. Hinam Kedoshim Haruge Malchus Asara, Balayla Anibachia Ve'ini Nigra. In previous years, I went through the different leaders of Klal Yisrael who died. Here it starts, of course, with Yishmael Kayin Gadol and Shimon Gamliel, who were the first to die. The story of Yadu Gairel Mirishain, the fact they both died, and the beautiful piyut of Rabbi Shimon dying and Yishmael Kayin Gadol taking his lifeless head and weeping over it. I'd like to see a tiyut, something that I became aware of. If you go through the Asara Haruge Malchus, and I mentioned this in previous years, you won't count 10. The most you get is 9 from the piyut of Yom Kippur and the kinnah here. You'll only come away with 9 of the Asara Haruge Malchus. And as a matter of fact, I'm not aware of anywhere. There must be some place that has a list of the Asara Haruge Malchus. I believe in all the Pirushim, it mentions that we don't have all 10 of them together. This year we were learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah at the Mishmar. You know I'm going to mention the Mishmar someplace along the way. But on Thursday nights we're learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah. I have the Gemara in the Kabbalah. And there we learned. Thank you. There we learned of a Maisa, and it, as I'll explain to you, there's an incident that took place that in a very beautiful way explains the mystery of the 10th one of the Haruge Malchus. And what I'm telling you, I'm going to read to you the Gemara, but it's based on something I saw in the Shor Mamtzionim Bahalach and his Pirish here on the Gemara. The Gemara here brings the story of Rabbi Eliezer. Stam Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Horkinis. Eliezer Ben Horkinis was the greatest of his generation. Was somebody who was called Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. He's the one mentioned in Gemara Bava Metzia who tried to push that the halachas like him by making miracles happen and showing that he was right by making a wall fall and the water flow in the opposite direction. Gemara here brings a story of him being brought in front of the Roman judge, to be judged, to be judged l'misa. Sorry. K'shenitfas Rabbi Eliezer l'minus, Tan Rabbanan, K'shenitfas Rabbi Eliezer l'minus, Rabbi Eliezer was grabbed. Now l'minus, there are different interpretations. Pashut Pshat, it means he was grabbed by the minim, by the Romans. Helu legardaim lidain, and they brought him up to be judged. The gardaim is a place where they judge people l'misa. Amar lo yosei hegmain, zaken shekamaisra yasik b'dvarim b'telem halalu. A man your age should be involved in teaching Torah, should be involved in these type of things. Amar lo, so Rabbi Eliezer answered, Neman olai hadayin. I trust the judge. And he meant to Rabbi Nishalayim. He meant to trust the Rabbi Nishalayim. Whatever he does is right. Kasavar oisei hegmain. But the judge thought, Olav hu aymer. He's talking about him. That he was saying, Neman olai hadayin. I trust you. Whatever you're going to do. Vuloi amar k'neged avashib shemayim. Rabbi Eliezer meant God. Omar loy. So the judge said, Hayil vehemantuni alecha. Since you put so much trust in me, Demos, I swear, Potter Ata, I'll let you off the hook. And he let him go. The Gemara says, Geshabala Beisai Nichlesu Tamidov Etzlei Lenachmai. He wasn't happy about it. He felt that what he had done was some element of Chil Hashem. That's not what he intended. And they came to be Menachim him. And Rabbi Kiva's Talmud said, Rabbi Tosheni Loi Medova, Echa Meshel Meditoni, let me teach you. Let me repeat something you taught me. And he tried to be Menachem him. The Gemara goes on with a little bit of a story. But that's basically the episode of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer was taken like the other Asar Hugen Malchus, but he was left off the hook. They bring that among the Asar Hugen Malchus, you know, were Keneged the Ten Shvatim, who conspired, had a part in the selling of Yosef. Binyamin wasn't there, the other ten Shvatim were there and conspired in the selling. However, Reuven was really unique. Reuven pretended that he was with them, but the Pasuk says that in his mind he really meant Leshiva Yalav, if he really wanted to rescue him, he said throw him into a bar, as if he was part of their desire to put him to death, to throw him into a bar and let him die there. But even though he said one thing, he meant something else. He really meant that he would come back, Lashiva Yalaviv, to save him. So that he was only one of the ten Ponim Ulechutz, but actually inside he really wanted to do the right thing and to save Yosef's life. And connected to that was Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer was taken to die, and he said something which Ponim Ulechutz meant one thing, and really, in his heart, meant something else. They say, Azek Siv Yechi Reuven V'lo Yomais, V'al Yomais. That Reuven will live and he won't die. His remnant in the Asar HaHugei Malchus would be Rebbe Eliezer. It's interesting to read, to learn this. The tragedy of the death of the Asar HaHugei Malchus was the death, obviously, a tragedy of a leader of Klal Yisrael, Misa Sadiq and Mechaper. But the loss to Klal Yisrael, the loss of their teachings, of their leadership to Klal Yisrael. One of the most difficult episodes, unusual episodes, in all of Shas is the story of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer got into a machlokes, a passionate machlokes, regarding the status of tumah, of a certain type of a contraption, a Tanah Shel Achanoi, and they got into an argument. If it's Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Like me and you say it is Mekabel Tumah. I say, I'm not, that's fine, we're friends, you know. It is Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Tumah. In your house it will be, in my house it won't be. And that's so with the G'dayla Yailam. Rabbi Eliezer was so forceful that he said, if I'm right, let the river flow in the other direction. If I'm right, let the wall tumble. He performed miracles to show that he's right. And the Chachamim said, Torah is la b'shamayim hi, and they didn't accept his miracles. But because of his extreme behavior, Rabbi Eliezer was put into Cheirim. He's put into a cheirim, which he accepted. Nowadays, he puts someone in a cheirim, he goes and starts his own religion. But there, they put him in cheirim, and he accepted the cheirim. And he sat b'cheirim, but he didn't backtrack from his shittis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer shamaisi haya. Rabbi Eliezer had the midah of Shammai, the tkifus of Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Eliezer held his ground. And with his greatness, he didn't come to the Beis Medrash, he lived at home, and learned to serve the Kaddish Baruch Hu at home under the terms of the Cheirim, but never backed down. And on his dying day, his Talmidim, or former Talmidim, came. It says they visited him, they sat Dalet Amos away from him, in accord with the rules of the Cheirim, and spoke to him. And he spoke to them harshly. He said, you should have come to learn from me. Even with the Cheirim, you should have come to learn from me. And in that sitting, he predicted the death of Rabbi Akiva, the cruel death, Shalcha Kasha Mikulam, he said. He predicted the different tragedies that would come right before his death. The entire episode is a difficult episode. And among Chachmei Yisrael, you know, we like there should be a bad guy and a good guy and clear boundaries of right and wrong. Here, Rabbi Eliezer did what he did in his greatness. And at the end, in his dying day, he says that his Torah was lost to Klal Yisrael. They should have come to learn from him. The Cheirim, they didn't. And his Torah was lost from Klal Yisrael. So in a way, it somehow fits into this big picture of Rabbi Eliezer. They called him Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hukkanis, the great Rabbi Eliezer. There are many Rabbi Eliezers among the Tanoim. And he rounds out the circle of the Arzei Halavana and Adirei HaTorah. He didn't die at the hands of the Romans, but nevertheless, his Torah was lost to Klal Yisrael, just as the Torah of the other nine were lost to Klal Yisrael. And that's the focus of the kinnah of Arzei Halavana. It's not the Mises Tzadikim Mechaperes of the Piyot of Yom Kippurim, but rather the loss, the sadness over the loss, and the loss is the Madrega and Limud HaTorah. We, in our weak generation, in the Yeridas HaDoiris, in our understanding of learning, in our godless in learning, and what we strive for in learning, we should have a connection, a feel, with the Piyot of Arzei HaLevanon, of the loss of these extraordinary leaders of Klal Yisrael. And there's no question, had they led Klal Yisrael, the entire generation would have been on a higher level, on a level which was greater, and that reverberates throughout the generations, that loss. So, we say together, the loss of Arzei HaLevanon, the loss of these Adirei HaTorah, these great leaders of Klal Yisrael.